Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Now podcast. You gotta be girl, baby. What? It's your girl, Pete Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Now podcast. You guys are the ladies of Wild Now. Control the mic.
We about to get y'all show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're gonna have the Women of Wild Now podcast a la carte.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Women of Wild and Out. I think we're on our 7th episode.
Crazy.
Yeah. So
we've been doing this for years.
Uh-huh. We've been talking about a lot of things, pretty much anything we want to. Yep. And I look forward to this episode because it's going to be juicy. And we have a juicier guest. So before we get into the topic today, we want to introduce obviously everyone here. I'm Crystal Angelique, and we have
I am B. Simone.
And I'm your girl, Pretty V. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a pettiest moment?
What?
Pettiest moment. It says
I see the card.
Yeah.
That's what you asked. Right.
Okay. Tell me your experience being petty.
So cute.
I'm not really petty, but I've been through, you know what's crazy? My boyfriend, he's petty. Like, if you say something like, no,
yo, she get one that boyfriend before the boyfriend.
I lay you, boom.
Comment below if you're my man. You know who you are. I post him on my page. Well, on my story. So people know him.
But he's like, you have those people that's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then later you're like, okay, let's go do that. And they're like, no, you said last week on Thursday you didn't want to know.
Wait, what sign
that's
is he?
Petty to me.
What sign is he?
Aries. I'm Aries. He's an Aquarius.
Okay, yeah. My mom's an Aquarius too.
Petty. Is she petty?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Like with my parents, you know, if my dad says something slick, she'd be like, I
bet. Yeah.
See, he's gonna like wash the dishes and the clothes. And
yeah, I don't like that. All right, bet.
So sleeping with your ex, sleeping with
that's a hoe.
No, it's not a hoe.
Okay.
It's being petty. So if I slept with my ex best friend, is that being petty just to get back at him because he played with me? So I wanted to grab one of his homeboys and sleep with him, because if that's being petty, that's being a hoe.
That's being a petty hoe.
Oh yeah, so I didn't do that. I just trying to play myself. That wasn't me.
I would have never done that.
Yeah.
A petty hoe.
PH.
Balance.
Right, yeah. I just wanted to see how that worked. Is that like a hoe, or is like you're just like, I'm gonna get you back?
Mm-mm. You did that?
I'm gonna ride your friends. Yeah. Ooh, catch that. Did we not catch that?
Mina?
No, I didn't do that. I would never. Just wanted to see how that
right hand to the man.
You just wanted
right hand to the man.
Hypothetically.
Mina ain't never gonna put if you, this how you know if Mina's lying. You'd be like, put it on your mom, put it on something. She'd be like, next question. She don't ever want to put it on nothing. I put it on something, I'd be like,
Literally. But for me, I think
you're not really a petty person.
I'm not a petty person. I'm not like.
But has anybody done something petty to you?
Have I experienced someone being petty to me? All the time. I think people try to people just, you know, hold stuff in and don't really express, mm-hmm. but then,
you know, I don't like that.
And, right. That's and then like tell another friend, another friend tells me, You know, and let's be very clear, because this episode is going to come out, and again, nobody stops my blessings. Ooh. You feel me? No man does that. But
period.
One thing I do like to say too is I'm not aiming at anybody. I'm not talking about anybody. This is my situation, because I've talked about this story to different
people.
I've talked to the person about it. You know, but people just have to understand too, you don't have to just be like, oh, I'm gonna get you back. People actions, when you, I want y'all to know this too. If I introduce B to a friend of mine's, right? And they become cool. It's two great energies. Crystal's my friend, we hang out. Hey, I got a girl named B. I want you to adi adi with her. Y'all should chop it up, you know? But then when you see them on like Instagram and they're hanging out without you and they're adi adi, it's like, do you get mad at that, or are you just what? Is your mic not working, babe? Or what's happening? Is it like, do we need to stop?
Oh,
do we need to cut?
Sorry.
I thought we needed to cut, babe. What's going on?
Tell the story.
I just want to know. I'm just asking
you
guys.
Sorry. Could you hear me saying hello, hello?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't hear you.
You can't?
Not in this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And maybe it's just for a prop, babe. Just follow along. but like, do you guys get mad at that when like friends link up without you, or like?
No, because it happens all the time.
And that's really the sneaky depends, shit I be saying about
though. You link up with friends I introduce you to.
I know, but my thing is, I'm saying for that though, like for me, like I just really feel like it just depends how stuff happens, like how the introduction is. Like my thing is, I don't know, because I'm just weird about that. I'm just weird about just certain things when I'm just like, hey, well, let's link, let's da da da. But I feel like it's like the thirst McGurs. I'm never thirsty to hang out with none of your friends. Like, if your friends hit me up or anybody, like only one friend I hang out with, you know, that's your people's, you know, my people's. So I just, that's who I hang up. But if it's like a situation where it's just like, okay, well, y'all ain't couldn't even say nothing to me or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. I'm like that. But anywho, I just really feel like.
Yeah, that ain't petty. That's messy.
Petty, messy, stealing shit, taking shit, and literally.
Who stole from
you? You know, yeah.
We done been through some shit.
I done been through some.
I got out about six stories.
I got like 10 stories.
Yeah, I don't have that many petty stories.
People being petty
to
me.
Are you a petty person?
I'm
like,
not.
Like to get back, like, oh, bitch, you did this? Bet. Cool.
Okay,
watch this shit. I'm going to post this on my story. I'm with your nigga.
No, so like personally, I'm not petty. But I'm definitely when I'm driving. So, like, I drive a fast car.
That's road rage.
It's not. It's just like, I come from Jamaica, right?
Girl,
and in Jamaica, it's like, you're trying to get somewhere. And I feel like in America, it's a lot different. People are just chilling, distracted. Like, and so if you come into my lane and driving like 20 miles below.
You just sit on the horn.
No, I'll just go around. And then slow down.
Like,
and then
fuck you, asshole.
Let them come out of the lane. But it is a bad habit that I need to get over.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
People is crazy.
Don't trust people in your circle, because there are people to come back and tell you they business too. Mm-hmm. That's a hint too. Whenever y'all edit this out, just know that. All the little friends
you
and all that.
You get all this off a chest.
Because we talked about petty. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I ain't never been petty to none of my close friends. I've probably been petty to people that, like, for instance, I unfollow somebody that my chick don't like no more. So I'm going to be petty and unfollow it too.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that petty, right?
No, literally. That's not petty. That's not petty. That's, no. Petty is not that.
Literally, this guy I was talking to that I didn't want to, like, he got on my nerves. I went on my phone and, hey, I'm with whoever that you don't like. That's petty. And
I did. That's petty.
Yeah, I did that. I did that one time. Like, hey, I'm on South Beach. Like, random guy. Come here, Craig. Like, whatever. Just to get back at him because he was getting on my nerves. I've done that too, but I've never been petty to my close friends. But I know what bitch has.
Talk your shit.
Let it go. And what's so crazy is I could laugh about this shit because it's gone, because I sleep well at night, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes up, when I heard petty or just like, I just know who has last in this industry when it comes to my peers. And that's just what I gotta say. Cheers to fucking dumb bitches.
I guess those are petty stories. If you have any petty stories, comment in the comments below. Let us know something that happened to you that was super, super petty. DM us, our Instagrams. Just share your petty stories with us. But we have...
And also, comment below if any bitch in your circle has been petty.
That's the same thing, though.
If you had a fake ass friend, comment below.
That too. We have a guest coming up, Jay Will. Call me Jay Will, Candy, whatever you know him as, his characters and everything. He is a talented, talented cast member on Wildin' Out. And you probably know him from Instagram. He will be up next. We're going to get his petty moment because I know he's petty. Yeah. I know he done did some petty shit. He crazy.
Yeah, he's petty.
I can tell that. He petty. He probably like, yeah. He probably got a whole, so many petty stories.
And
so
also many. Too, when you like you what you just said, you was like, oh, I hang out with people that you introduced me to, right? Mm-hmm. But it depends though. If I'm not DMing your friends, and next minute you see them,
but that don't
with
bother me.
No. I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
But some people do that to me though. It's like, hey, I'm gonna DM Chardonnay. I know V has introduced me to Chardonnay, but I'm gonna hang out with Chardonnay. Just see, hey, what you doing? But I ain't give you that leeway. I ain't give you Chardonnay number. Why? Because I've been burnt before.
What?
I didn't give you Chardonnay number for more because you know what? You have to watch. You have to understand, too. Once you've been through something, you're protected by everything that's around you, even your fucking socks. I don't want you bitches wearing my socks. That's tea talk. Tired talk.
Tea talk.
I don't want you bitches wearing my socks.
Get off your chest.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just sit right here.
It's just so weird. I'm like, how is Chardonnay going to DM my peoples and Chardonnay asked me? Cause
is this a code name?
Yes, a code name.
Chardonnay? Brittany asked.
I just went through that the other day. Oh, Chardonnay said if you get some bite to lunch. I just, let them but why, did, Chardonnay, why did Chardonnay just hit me?
But say, why does she need to do that? We are grown as hell. If you introduce them, they can hang out, Vina.
But no, it was, I never did it though. I never introduced.
You did it.
They just see me shot the person out on my page and everybody now, oh, I like Karen.
It so you just, don't want nobody to be friends around you?
No, I'm just saying. It's just like, wow, why did you just do all that?
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I feel like when I got burnt before, I just got overprotected from my friends. And that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. I just got overprotected over my
burnt.
Well, when I got played or when a hoe was petty towards me, I just got very overprotective of who I love. No facts, because it really bothered me. And I said what I said, right? But I'm overprotective of people that I love. And if I'm like, oh no, we're not doing that. Loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever, get the picture done.
We're out there.
Yeah,
Candy, y'all did that in Charlotte?
We did it in Miami.
Oh, we did it in Texas.
Yeah. Loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever, get the picture done.
After this break, we will talk to Jay Will.
I'm not upset.
Okay. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause.
Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Jay Will, come on out, show your face, because you need to be in this conversation.
Welcome, welcome.
Hey!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
You Jay Will, you're so freaking handsome. Yeah. So you make no sense.
Thank you.
We thought, we didn't know if you want to come as Candy, Jay Will.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
She died.
I know that's right.
She died.
You've been killing, though.
You've been so killing this episode tonight.
Yes.
Crazy.
You had two amazing episodes today.
Yes.
I know. You killed it.
You was killing it for sure.
I was like, I killed what mattered.
Yeah. How are you feeling though otherwise? Who is Jay Will before we get into this question?
Like people really, really know Candy on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess Jay Will is, you know, is myself ultimately. You know, Candy is like where more of the life of my creativity just gets expressed. Because I'm really a real chill, mellow person, reserved.
Yeah.
A Candy kind of forces me to get out of my character and create. Candy's like my muse. I just love fixing her up, dressing her, and
little alter ego.
So talented.
Candy's like the side of you. You know how like you be like, oh nah, that's too crazy. I ain't gonna do it. No, Candy's like, no, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And if you don't know who this is, he is one of the best lyricists. Y'all look up his stuff on social media as Candy. I actually was working on a project. I flew him to Atlanta to help me write, to ghostwrite. I was like, I want to work on some rap stuff, an album. We got in the studio, and I never put none of it out. It was great music, but I went a different direction. COVID hit. I went through a lawsuit, started getting sued and shit. I was like, fuck this shit.
Like, I was like, hey, says she's like.
I was like, you were, I'm dealing with this book. This music is not about to drop.
Right.
But, he does.
And
his own
B got some fire shit though.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's not released yet. So.
It probably never will be.
It will be.
I'm more leaning towards gospel.
Come on.
But I said all that to say, awesome lyricist.
Yes.
Do your own nails, your own makeup, your wig. I saw him over by the snack stuff with a sewing machine.
Yeah, a sewing machine.
Girl, I was like,
I gotta get these bundles on here. Like, girl,
crazy.
How long we got? 15? Great. I got about 5 minutes to sew her.
That's so beautiful to me, though. You ain't gotta depend on nobody else.
That's where it started.
You're a one man show.
And your
show.
Makeup is always snatched. Yeah. I told you, and I said, oh my God, this blonde wig is so melted.
Listen, one of the Wild and Out girls today were just like, I need to know where. She got his wig. It's
right here.
Flowing,
Candy
honey.
Locks. Right. Yeah. www.candyshop.com. Go get you some.
He's so fire. So talented.
I mean, like, honestly, I started, like, doing computer graphics at 13, like, coding by hand. I was, like, a real nerd. So I was, like, always very creative. So it's like, you know, when it came time to be an artist, it was like, okay, I'm going to be out there. And then, you know, as an artist, you got videos, you got to edit them, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. I started as a server. I didn't have the money for it, literally. So it was just like,
if I don't do it,
it's not going to get
give
done.
Give it up for hospitality.
Yes. I was at Olive Garden Cheesecake Factory. I got so fat.
I was at Red Lobster.
Hi, my name is Curtis. I'm going to be your server this evening. Can I get you started with the wine sample?
I'll bring your bread out right away.
And y'all ever forgot an order and they be looking at you like, where's my burger? It's like, in the your
kitchen.
Mind, I didn't
you
put
like,
it in.
I'll be like, the kitchen. I'm so sorry we're backed up.
Yes. Blame it on the kitchen. Yes.
Can I get you another refill on some complimentary bread?
Complimentary.
It's for sure complimentary. Absolutely.
Because your burger is going to be another 30, buddy. Like, I put it in.
I was looking at McAllister's Deli.
Oh, so did you didn't have to wait tables? You was at the drive-thru?
No. I mean, they came in, ate too.
But did you have to serve them or no?
Yeah, I just asked them.
I'm not diminishing the job.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
She's
no.
like, no.
I had to serve them. I just brought, when you know, it was
I
like,
didn't
oh.
I take them their utensils.
Yeah. You know, order ready, then we would go and bring it to the table.
Got you.
And I love when they used to leave me a tip, honey. I was still everybody tip on that table.
Yeah.
Every time they put tips on that ground, that thing, I said, oh, I did this table. Wait, that's mine. Table two, that was mine.
Oh, my God, yeah. So we all were serving.
Yes. I started plating Cheesecake Factories, worked my way up, got fired.
Why'd you get fired? Tell us that.
Petty moment.
Petty.
So, yes. Have you experienced
a petty moment with somebody?
It was why did you know?
Because you do not bite your tongue and you're very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody
argues. That's good, though.
Yeah.
And everybody argues at Cheesecake Factory.
Everybody.
No,
that brown bread.
It was way worse about you know, when I was working there, because this is before I like had to realize you can't cuss everybody out.
Yeah.
So it was pretty much, long story short, I was great at my job. Amazing. But it was just like one manager who just, she just
was playing with you.
She just can't take me. Yeah, she just, it's, I don't know what it one. Is.
She could take you getting all the tips.
It was because I started kind of grinding, and you know how you got to kind of call off sometimes.
You have to.
You it just
be like, it's either studio or.
It's no tea.
Yeah.
So I had to do that one day, and she was just trying to be like real like, so why aren't you coming in? Mm-hmm. Like, girl, you know I'm not coming in for about a reason. Like, just accept it. But she just kept, so it's not a family thing. I just stopped caring. Like, girl, I gotta go. I'm dealing with it. And I hung up and I came back. And they was like, they had my papers.
Was she?
What is this, Vina?
Was she?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Was she?
Straight?
No. Was she?
Was she?
Ivory.
Oh, duh, yeah. Yeah, so we definitely had a great exit. You know, I went in there, I signed my papers, like a real one. Mm. But I was so petty because as soon as I walked out, she walked past me.
You stole cheesecake.
And she smirked, huh?
You stole some cheesecake?
No, I've been stealing cheesecakes, girl. That's, girl.
So that's a real simple reason. Let's get down to the nitty
gritty. Girl, oh, yeah, I was stealing platters.
In a restaurant, shit.
I'm gonna let that steak sit. I'm gonna let that steak and shrimp sit up there. Oh, please. I was going home with strawberry shortcakes. And, that's a whole other conversation. So, you know, I walk out after being fired and she walks past me. And this is how petty I was back then. I could have said whatever I wanted to her, but I said, no, Mookie, we need the audience. I let her walk past me. She walked past me like she thought she did something. I caught her in the front and I said, can I talk to you? Yeah, I kind of let her have it. It was bad. Let her know about her crater face.
That's the story? You had us on the edge of this, right?
No, it was. I said the stuff I said to her. I don't feel comfortable.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you like, said it in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Like in front of the whole line, the cooks, the servers. And another thing, bitch, it was bad.
Wow.
Yeah, you crater face, man.
It was that petty moment.
It was that, since I'm going out.
I'm going out with somebody. I might as well get it off my chest.
Yeah. Oh, so you were fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fired. So yeah. I was talking shit then.
They didn't even give you 2 weeks.
They don't do that.
It was like 2 hours. Like, get your shit
2 minutes.
Out.
Signed, evacuate.
Yes.
Cops are coming.
You're out.
What did I do? So we saw you on the camera stealing the fucking cheesecake.
Nah, they didn't because I had a system.
Oh, ooh, my God.
You figure it out, though.
Yeah, you got to beat the system.
And you've been around me in my room.
I'm still nothing from you.
What's in your pocket?
I'm still from people.
I still from companies. Corporations.
Stores. Ulta. Mac. But not people, though.
So what was the plan after cheesecake?
Fucking thief. He's a thief.
I ended up going to Olive Garden for a second, and that was like, it was like a family to me, but it was shortly lived because around there is when it kind of really started picking up. Mm-hmm. I did Love and Hip Hop at that time. So
Wow.
It was like, I was calling off so much. At one point I was like, you know, Love and Hip Hop don't pay nothing, so the coins was low. Mm-hmm. So after I was done filming, I was like calling back like, hey, y'all. He was like, boy, stop playing.
We're watching you on TV. Like,
No, they're giving you, haven't been here in how long? Like, we've been fired you. So.
Yeah.
So after that, what was the plan?
Mama hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. I was like,
you went to social media.
Yeah, I was always scared to quit my job, and I think that kind of held me back for a minute. And God was just like, I would have never quit because it didn't make sense. Like, ooh, you're going to stop just to be you. But God was like, no, stop. And I just was like, I'm never going back. So I just hustled and bustled.
Yeah, that security can really hold you on. But
yeah.
Once you break through, it's like everything just falls into place.
It just goes.
You're like,
it's like a domino effect.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you started off on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think,
Or was it MySpace? Was it Facebook? Was it Pinterest? Was it, did it go back? No, seriously.
Where did it go? Okay, so.
I'm like, where was the turning point? Like, what app
what
was
did
like,
it? Okay, so fast forward, long story short, I've been rapping since I was 14. Mm-hmm. So I developed a skill around 20. I don't know if this matters, but around 20, it did because it affected my artistry a lot. Around 20, I kind of came out as bisexual. Mm. That's what I personally.
How old are you now?
As 26.
Wow. So this is recent.
Oh, we're the same age.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm joking. It's a good thing. I'm like, oh, wow. You look young. That's fine to know. So once I kind of came out, it was myself. Really wasn't no Candy at this point, you know? And it flopped, you know? I don't think people were able to process the things I was able to say, what we're saying. And then I would say probably about 2 months later or something, I was like, let me try this one thing, just randomly dress up for one scene. And the way people responded to it was crazy. The turning point for me in my career, honestly, was my Popeye skit. I remember
that like it was yesterday.
I remember when it was so funny. I was so fresh just being out. I told my mom.
Skit was everywhere though.
Yeah, I told my mom because my mom, you know, she didn't really like the whole little coming out thing. So I was like, look, mom, I'm only post on Instagram. I won't post on Facebook so your friends won't see it. Girl, what did I tell you? I posted.
Her friends were posting it.
I posted Popeyes on Instagram and I literally woke up the next day with millions of views on Facebook. And I feel like that was the moment people were
like, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. It is like, boom. Yeah. Like, girl. Like.
So how do you like to be addressed? We want to talk about pronouns. Okay. Like today, what you did with Justina was fire.
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 Yeah, no, before we get into the pronouns, are you still bisexual?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I've gotten more bisexual since I came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like I've gotten like more.
I am so Jesus.
That
I am so,
needs to be killed.
I thought it was going to be quiet.
Your ass has to be shot.
Wait, that was
that is disgusting.
That was real. That was real. That was
on my life.
Wow.
I would have never let that come out.
So you did a silent one.
I would have
been
never let that come out of my ass.
She has though.
Oh, so she does stuff like that.
She's all
you have to shoot your ass
like.
But guess what?
The Glock.
It don't smell.
The Glock.
You don't smell
disgusting.
Anything. It's just, it's a sound.
Damn it, I taste
it. It's just a sound. All it is a sound.
What in my mouth?
Don't let the sound distract you from what's internal.
Don't let
internal
the taste
is health.
And the smell.
Remember the cheers we did earlier? I drink chlorophyll every day. There's no odor. I apologize. My stomach was, you know how he was talking? I was just looking at
the way he sounded.
The whole time. If y'all were on the
you
tape
was
back,
pushing that up.
The way I was looking at this man, I don't know what he said for the past 30 minutes.
Damn. I've been up here for three though.
Oh.
Shit, you was that.
Can you start the story from the beginning?
Yes, I worked at Olive Garden and Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Let's take it back. Olive Garden and Cheesecake Factory.
You need to walk back in the scene.
Great.
So okay, so that's interesting to know that you were that you still are bisexual.
I'm not drinking no more of that.
Okay. All right, I'm just curious to know that.
Yeah, no. So my DMs are open.
I'm sorry.
My DMs are open, V.
Okay,
but there's not like a specific way you want to be like addressed.
No, it's so funny. Like I don't really. I don't want to sound crazy, but
then
like,
you would say he or no, not necessarily.
For myself?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I personally identify as a man. You know,
okay.
I love hair, makeup. I could be the crunchiest little thing, but.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's really art for me. It's art. Like, my kick out of Candy that people see is like, ooh, girl, like, how's this eyeshadow and this hair going to correlate with these nails? And it's two piece.
It's like, so dope, though.
It comes together.
The details and your nails, and it's so dope.
I really stepped it up this time, this season, because
I've seen the looks. The looks is amazing.
I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna say when I get up there, but I know I'm gonna look cute.
To
look
at. She was like, if I'm not funny, I'm gonna be cute.
I'm gonna be cute.
The outfits, outfits, the looks, the hair down to the nails.
So it's a creative thing. It's like Candy is my muse that decided to listen because I've always wanted to write for female like rap. Artists. I was writing for females at like 13, 14. It's crazy.
Crazy.
In high school, right, writing actual songs. I always wanted to be like a creative director. Candy just kind of came along and just was like, I'll listen. And then once I came out, I just became more comfortable in my skin to just not connect what I personally like or do or whatever with my art. So Candy was just like, took me so... Candy, there's things I would have never done if it wasn't for like, let me create, let me be Candy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just to go out in certain places to perform or be on certain stages, like Jay Will would never. But, you know, Candy's like, but these are high ones. We got to book it. It's like,
crazy.
So yeah, it's me personally, I identify, you know, as a guy.
A guy. Like, okay.
I love my LGBT community, my trans sisters and all that.
Yeah.
I do make sure I put it on extra because a lot of people who don't understand the differences within the community would just, you know, quickly call me trans, which is cool because... That must mean I look cunt.
Like, I get it, but that's not technically what it
my
is.
You know, and I have another question too, because I think mental health is very important.
Mm-hmm.
When you have two sides of you, like you said, the female, and then J. Will, you know, Candy J. Will. How do you, how's that a balance? Because I know sometimes people can accept, some people can't accept. And I know you've been in places that you probably felt like, okay, I maybe want to give up, or like, let's talk about that, the mind, the mental of everything.
Well, Candy's first music video was shot up.
Really?
Literally.
Yeah, like seriously, like around the corner from my grandmother's house in Compton, California. Wow. And the exact words was, get this gay shit out of here.
Wow.
Sat in the car and cried.
How long ago was that?
When I started Candy, like Candy's first music video, because I obviously was a rapper since 14. So then it's like, you came out, I was like, okay, like, you know, I was like, wait, what am I going to do with Candy? You know, so I knew I had the potential to be funny, but it was like, I rap. So let me just rap with a wig on, and then we're going to figure out the funny stuff later. So I did a video around the corner from my house. And
which is where?
Compton, California. Okay. Whoa. Yeah, all my Compton, Long Beach, L.A., Watts, Inglewood, bitches. What's up? What's happening?
Okay. Okay.
You know, the hood. Shout them out. Yeah. Whoa. I'm here, y'all. You see me doing it.
Right. I know you're right. Turn up.
No, but yes. You deserve it. How I just had to kind of like, you can't place your sanity in the hands of others.
Yes.
And I've had to realize that, like, you know, I can go into a room and watch people process me now. And just at first, you know, that energy would just, you know, throw you off, especially in my head, I'm petty and then make you blah, blah, blah. But just the older I get, the more calm I am.
That's so irrelevant.
It's like, you're dealing with that. I'm not. Like,
right.
I dealt with that years ago. You're not about to drag me.
You have
me.
The problem. I don't.
Because niggas know not to touch me. Wig or no wig. Then it turns into a whole nother thing.
Okay, because you know, so I was like, what's that from? He's like, a fight. I was like, oh, what happened right here? He's like, a fight. I was like,
I beat his ass, bro.
That's
exactly
what
he said. You know, we was throwing down. I hand on the Bible. I beat dog shit out of him. But, you know, so it's just the older I get, it's just, you know, I've, you know, not allowed people ignorance to affect me emotionally, because it will send you up. It will send you down. It will send, like, everything can, you know.
You got it?
Guess I'm not in here. What's about two? It's a strong one in here.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah,
I don't know the direct answer for it, but it's just I always just have to remind myself.
That's one thing I love about Wildin' Out. Nick, the family here, they are so welcoming. It's funny. They laugh. It's no homophobia. It's no they laugh about the jokes. They don't get offended. Nobody gets mad. You know, it's a beautiful place for people to be their self.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say. I feel like when we be at workshops and shit, we feel like a big ass circus. We all so damn unique.
Yeah.
You know, girl, I'll be standing there in my heels about 6'7", like, okay, wow, I guess I'm the tall one. But I like, my best friend is a straight man. Like, like, he's straight. And if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have had the courage to come out, because he was the only one who supported me. So I'm kind of used to, like, getting, like, that level of support from, like, you know, different, like, the homies. Like, you know, being there with, like, no shade. Like, one of my favorite moments, probably my favorite moment from my first season, was that moment with DC. You know what I mean? Because, like, you expect me to try to go at Justine.
Refresh our memory on that.
I think it was Pick Up and Kill It and Kill It and Kill It. Like, he was so cool and just like, let's go do it, bro. Like, you know, it didn't make me feel no type of way uncomfortable. We was able to get up there, do a joke that didn't have nothing to do about, oh, that's the man. And it was very welcoming, especially for someone, you know, like him. You know, he's big. So, Wildin' Out, you know, has really been welcoming far as, like, me in the entertainment industry being uniquely me, because you go to a lot of other situations and platforms and it's not that.
And
Nick hypes you up a lot too.
He
shows so much love.
Has to. He's dope.
Nick does it with hypes everybody, you know.
He shows so much love. And I get, like B said, it's no like, oh, you don't belong here. He's very welcoming. Everybody loves you down.
Like, this is who you are. Let's make it into a joke.
Like, come on, put it on the front. You want to get up the top? Like,
Candy, let me use you for this joke.
I'd be so happy.
So I wanted to tap into the mind. I wanted to tap into the mental health part, because that is important. A lot of people who tap into that world, you know, and love the same sex, I know they have a lot of other things that it could be from trauma, it could be from different things. And so I just wanted to know, like, you know, how you guys cope with just getting, you know,
acceptance
and just, you know, how you guys cope with those stuff.
My direct coping is my art.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Do you think that without Candy, it would have been a whole completely different kind of person, like, yeah, because you use her to express yourself.
Yeah, if I didn't do Candy, my whole, just everything about me would be different. Not in a bad way, but that's how committed I am to the art. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, it'd be hard to live life if you feel like what God placed you on this earth to do, you're not getting to that. I know God placed me on this earth to create, you know? So if you're using Candy, it's like,
be creative.
Come on, let's do it, you know? So, like, I had, like, for example, I recently, before I came here, I like went on this little break and I was like, grow your facial hair in. Cause I haven't had my facial hair since I started Candy. Literally, like, that's how much I've been filming like 5 years ago since I started. Mm-hmm. So it was like, for me to have to schedule time to grow on my facial hair, I'm like, without Candy, a lot would be different.
Yeah. Like, I'd have a beard. Yeah. Looking like pulling Carlos.
Right. Big one.
Right.
Braided. Right. Lot of tips.
I love your creativity, though. Yeah. You're so committed to
your creativity. And your wigs be snatched. Mm-hmm. That's the guy.
Yeah, I like to remove the lace from them, so it's just no lace in my wigs. It's just...
I love it.
What lace? Yeah.
What lace?
So how many seasons have you been on Wild 'N Out?
This is my third.
Oh, wow.
That's really good. I know when it was my third.
What does that mean?
Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it.
Stressed out.
Trauma.
You want to talk about trauma.
I think, you know, since it's like a heavier workload, I kind of finally feel how you used to feel. Because you used to always be like, I was like, why is she stressed or why is she just...
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, B, how's it going? Ain't you happy?
I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, are you not on this episode? Yeah, he's like, no. I'm like, yeah. Like, move. I am.
Like, do you have a liner? Not good.
Now, he's like, what do you think about this? I'm still trying to get mine together. Yeah. I can help you after I get mine.
Yeah, I get it now because it gives that.
Yeah.
It gives that. So.
But you've been killing, man. Your wild style with Justina today was just like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone was.
Yeah, it was damn near a song. I was like, y'all need to record this shit.
Me and her talked about that.
Fire.
I love her. She's so talented.
She's so talented.
Like, she's in real life. In real life. Like, you can tell when somebody fakes the illusion. I love her. Like, even the reason why I hate it and I love it. The reason why I love going against her sometimes because I'm an MC. Like, if I don't feel like you worthy of my bars, it's like, I can't think of nothing. Like, get out my face. It's whack.
Yeah.
But she, like, had me like, hold on, like, girl, because you know she's going to come with something. So.
Yeah. You
got to think. Yeah, I think.
You got to come with something. And then going up against your Cindy, you be like, I can't fuck up.
Yeah.
Because even if she fucks up, she is such a good freestyler. You will never know. But if you fuck up, it's like, what was that line?
So, and I feel like with me and her, it's me to battle with pens and freestylers because I don't like freestyling. I just give, cut the beat off. Give me time to write. Let me sit. Let me think.
Yep.
But she's so quick on the dome and I love it. It's so beautiful.
Dope.
Yeah.
So dope. Yeah.
Well, we're so happy that you stopped through and came in to hang with us at the Women of Wild 'N Out podcast.
Of course.
But before you leave, you know, we want to hear some, you know, affirmations from you.
Yes. Inspirational quotes.
Inspirational quotes that you say to yourself or that you recite. Okay. You know, or
it's something you want to leave us with. We always cheers and have the guests do a quote at the end of each episode.
Okay. Can a quote be something I wrote?
Yes, anything.
As long as it's inspiring.
Yeah. Okay, I put this in a song because it meant the world to me. It was actually as Jay Will recently. I think I showed you when we was down there. But the quote is, surrounded by angels, they're in a place I can't go, been tailing back and kept my halo.
Oh, beautiful.
I love that.
Beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Love that.
Cheers to us. I can see a halo.
Halo.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Are you saying hello or hello?
She doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're on the borderline.
Is this a pettier moment? I found out my ex was cheating, and before I like fully broke up with him, I cleared out his whole entire account and started my hair company.
Ooh.
Oh, definitely petty.
Well, that's petty.
That's so petty. I would never do that.
Good. Yeah, I cleared it all.
Isn't that like technically stealing?
Though? He's a thief, though. We already established that.
Yeah, PayPal don't like me today.
But I still can't get a PayPal.
I still can't. Yeah. Still under another name. Yikes. But yeah, it was fine while it lasted.
Thank you so much. We are gonna take a break and get Jay Will out of here. He finished his wine.
Yeah, girl, pour this in here. Y'all drinking slow. They don't want it.
Thank you for that quote.
Thank you so much, Jay Will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So what did y'all think about that conversation with Kendi or Jay Will?
I loved it.
Me too. I think it went very well.
You know me, I like to just know what people be going through or how you got to that space in your life.
Yeah.
To, you know, as far as him, you know, being Jay Will and, you know, having his creative side. But, you know, it's interesting to know. Yeah, it's interesting to know. So I like
definitely think, you know, a lot of the people listening will actually be able to be comfortable with themselves just hearing it from him.
Hearing his story.
And especially hearing from Jay Will as opposed to Kendi.
The character.
So it's like two perspective as opposed to one.
Yeah.
So I really, really like that. Because a lot of people, until they feel like they're not alone, it's almost like they keep themselves in a box. And so I really like when people express themselves, especially in some very sensitive topics.
Yeah.
And you're confident enough to express that. It's really inspiring.
And even seeing somebody like that, who is that confident, that open with being their self on such a platform as Wild and Out, like you said, V being accepted and, you know, a lot of straight men, especially, I'm going to say it, in our culture, the urban community, a lot of straight black men, you see a Kendi walk in, you uncomfortable, you don't want to make eye contact, you in your head, you're not dapping them up, you ignore, you know, nobody does that on our set. And I love that about the men and women, you know, that are on our set and cast members behind the scenes, on the scenes or not. It's just very welcoming no matter what race you are, no matter what gender you are, your sexuality. People are people here.
Yeah.
I love that about Wildin' Out.
And they make it a safe space for everybody.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That was a good conversation. You know,
so I love it. You know.
Definitely.
Great. Okay. So, who is doing the toast out of here? Because I did the intro. Good health, chlorophyll.
Well, I did one yesterday, so be easier.
So it's on you.
It's on me. I'm always down for a toast. Outro it.
Outro.
Let's do it.
All right, I have one. And it goes a little something like this. Okay.
I know Mina, so I could just stare at her and just...
Wrote this one down. Never expose your next step. Just step. Just step.
Yeah,
you got to tell everybody what you're about to do. Because everybody is not for you.
Yep, they're going to try to stop
everybody
you.
Everybody does not want to see you win. Don't expose your next step, baby girl and baby boy.
Preach it.
Just step.
Step.
Beloved
queen,
so
king,
prince,
grand rising.
Because the problem is with y'all young folks, y'all like to talk too much. Yippity yappity scoop. Then when your blessings get a little tangled up,
you wonder why.
You wonder why.
Put all that negativity out the world.
You done told your friend KK, but KK didn't even want you to win. She didn't want you to get that role. So what you told her, she's that
It's a lot of personal stuff coming out on this episode.
It's not. This is some real life stuff that I've been taught from young. Zip it.
Zip it.
Yeah, because I don't know nothing about being until it's on Instagram. Honestly.
Zip it, mute it. I don't tell a soul why.
Not a soul.
I don't tell a soul why because one thing, but what I've learned, I'm all about confirmation. Mm-hmm. I always want to know it's confirmed. We got what we need. The contract is signed. Now I could spread it because it's mine. When it's still a negotiation and contracts are still being sorted out, I don't got it yet. So what's for me is for me, but I still got to make sure it's in the bucket.
Wrap it up.
You see how I just did that? No, I'm just saying. Because I get it. That's the quote was that, though. The quote was that.
Okay, go take it back to the quote.
Never. What was the quote? What was my quote?
Don't tell anybody where you step. No. Just step.
Never expose your next steps. Just steps.
Yeah.
Okay?
We got it. We got it. Pastor V?
Just step. I love getting into it because people have to understand. I'm sorry if I'm wasting your time, but people have to understand. Just step.
Yeah, we step
that's
in.
That's it. Just step, y'all.
Just step.
We're stepping out of the podcast now.
All right, you guys. We are out. This is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. And I'm your girl, Pretty V.
Chris Angelique.
And everyone, I need y'all to subscribe, like, comment, all that. Go follow us. It's about to be the biggest podcast. If you want to talk about the podcast,
in the Muppet World.
In the Muppet World. Let's go.
Bye.
Let's do this.
Bye.
Later.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.